Hi, David Astle here from ABC Evenings Melbourne and Victoria, and I'd like to share with you a conversation that I had with Karen Munk. She's the Vice President for Denmark House, and we were looking at an exquisite and rare word that lacks an English equivalent.
The word is tensmør, and tensmør directly translated is tooth butter. And it's very simple, it's the mark that's left in the butter when you put way too much on and you bite into a roll or a piece of bread and it leaves tooth marks, tensmør.
Hang on, is it the divot you leave in the tub of butter or is it the butter upon your tooth?
Yes, so you've actually spread the butter on, say, a piece of bread and mm-hmm. you've been very greedy. So as your teeth bite into it, when you sort of pull your head back, there will be clear tooth marks in the butter itself.
This is smørbrød we're talking about?
Well, it could be. But it was very, when I grew up, it was something my grandmother would say and put way too much butter on there. But tensmør, yeah. So.
It's a great word. We would have a bite mark in butter, but that's so clumsy. Why do you think the Danish language is so quick to capture that, that artifact, that moment?
Yeah, I think Danes do like to play with language. I really think they do. And I can see because I've lived here 21 years. I go back a lot, but every time I go back, there's a new saying, there's a new word, there's constantly something happening. And they like humour, sort of idiosyncrasies and humour around language.
Can I take a little bit of a big step here? I'm also thinking that because it is such a strong agricultural economy,
yep.
there's something about the largesse or the generosity of butter, which to say it's a good season, you are in a good place, you can enjoy the comforts of your labour. Is that too far a
no,
step?
No, you're spot on. And what's really funny is, and now I'm thinking back sort of post-World War II, where there was, you know, things were a bit meagre, people weren't really used, they'd been rationing, etc. And so to actually have enough butter on anything to leave marks, that was luxury. So I think it would have had sort of high prestige attached, whereas now we're probably going, that's not healthy. So it's gone full circle.
It has gone full circle.
Yeah.